you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
Spin in your ear.
Oh, see.
And this is
Welcome back to Spin Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. Today, I'm joined by someone I just met on the Discord. Do you want to...
Hello, Rando.
Hi.
My name is Natalie, veteran of Spit in Your Ear. Happy to be here. Happy to be the only one here. Apart from Lana.
Thank you.
Our head in chief.
Appreciate it. Oh, I thought you were gonna Anyway, yeah, Natalie Fave alumnus member.
Alumnusy.
Yeah, Natalie's about to pop her alumnusy today with her
alumnusy.
Alumnusy pop. Hey, Professor. Professy. It's actually 8 p.m. in Vancouver right now, the time that we're recording. But fun fact, I'm not there yet. So where I am, it is 11 hours ahead. So I'm getting my Tuesday started, and Natalie is getting her... She's ending her Monday, so that's some fun trivia for you, as if anyone cared. But yeah, so this episode is really special because, well, this week is Fun Drive Week. Yay! Yeah, but it's Fun Drive Week. Also want to give a quick shout out to the Vibe Collective, the student exec show, which Natalie and I are also a part of, kind of on rotation upon availability sort of thing. After all, it is called the Vibe Collective. So there's really no structure to that one.
I was like, what does that entail? What does the... You're like, obviously, because it's called this. I'm like, what kind of metaphysics? What if a radio show has the word vibe in it, then it entails that.
Is it the music collective?
Yes. It's just Lana and I fucking around. This is
why I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. You want to join?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the discussion? What about crushes?
Yeah, there isn't really a central theme, but if, like, one that I proposed was, like, what your first musical crush was, just a song by that artist, because...
Cool. I have an answer.
Because Plenty of Fish in the Sea, what's your answer?
my musical sexual awakening, like the first MTV music video that I vividly remember, like being like, whoa, was Rihanna Hard featuring Jeezy. And then my dad was like, who is this Rahina? And I was like, shut up.
First of all, it's Rihanna.
Speaking of which, congrats on her pregnancy. Dora posted on Instagram that CITR should be unstanned because or canceled for not liking Rihanna in like a PSA from years ago when Dora was on the exec. So look at how things change. We do talk about Rihanna here at CITR.
We do.
Yeah, we actually do. And we endorse her and we love her. And we're going to play her today. I'm not kidding. One of Natalie's picks was from...
Oh my God. But not like Rihanna in like, okay, relates to the theme, not in a like, I had a crush, even though, of course.
Uh-huh.
But in a way that it's like the song is a very like cheeky song.
Oh, is it? Is it one of the old Rihanna songs?
Yes.
Featuring...
Here I Go Again?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rihanna's just like a universal standard for musical crushes and awakenings, I think. So it would be rude not to include her, actually. But yeah, our picks are quite, they cover quite a range. We have some.
Can I add one more?
Add as many as you want.
My first social media crush, my first TikTok crush, not TikTok, oh my God, Vine crush, was, if I don't know if you guys remember the song that was like, the bee go off?
Yeah.
Hey, pull up, hey. Yeah. Anyway, Walk a Flock of Flame.
That did it for you.
Crush on Walk a Flock of Flame. And that did it for me. I'm sure
he- And ever since?
And ever since, no, literally, like, you can't keep me away from Trappers.
Spirit.
Yeah, also, we're recording this one day after the anniversary of Sophie's passing, which is also the anniversary of when Lana gave a really amazing few words about Sophie at last year's fun drive. So I want to say that those words on one of the first, I think it was one of the first episodes of Spit in Your Ear, when Lana was just a member and I was a host back then, that was the first time I heard extensive explanation or talk of Sophie, and I've been obsessed with Sophie ever since, and Sophie has been my wallpaper ever since you said those things. So
oh my God.
It was very well said.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that was actually, I didn't know that today or yesterday rather was the anniversary, but yeah, that was very tragic. We were not expecting it at all.
That one was a blow.
Like we said last year.
Biggest crush.
Yeah, biggest crush. And not only that, but the fun drive theme always seems to circle around, you know, Valentine's Day.
Full of
and
love.
Some form of love. This year it's a bit more, you know, cutesy. But you know, I think we should still acknowledge that at least. And last year, I think the theme was love, right?
Yeah, last year it was love again. And that's when Sophie was brought up. It was love. And you mentioned Sophie embodies love of self.
Exactly. And then that transcends any type of...
In a year. That's insane. And now you're the host.
Look at it!
Look at that. All thanks to Sophie. No, but seriously. I think that was my first Spit episode, actually, like my first official one.
Yeah.
I so think it all comes full circle because this one is the first one of this year.
Yeah.
Time is a flat circle and it's not real, but
we're just on a marble in space.
Yeah.
Amoeba's floating in space.
Amoeba's floating in space.
Amoeba
in space.
Yeah,
amoebas.
Happy Sunday. Now, like the other picks we have for today.
What are they?
Yeah, so we also have some picks by Hypho Wabbit.
Okay, so I played the music video for Maya yesterday. And because, okay, so YouTube sent me down this rabbit hole because I found that song that's like, alo, 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 Baba Faith, that one. And I was like, oh my God, I remembered all
this
of these Arabic songs
so much,
truly from my childhood. So then I went on a rabbit hole and then I remembered all of the Hypho Wabbit. Don't clock me on the pronunciation.
I won't. I don't even think my own is right.
I'll be right back. I have another song suggestion, BRB.
So I went back and I was like watching all these music videos that I used to watch with my mom like 10 times over. Like they were absolutely my favorite. And I went back to watch the videos and I was like, have you seen the videos? Do you like, was that part of your childhood or just mine?
I know the videos you're talking about, but they weren't as, you know, formative in my kind of
For me, they were formative, potentially damaging. Like, okay, so, like, I went back and I was like, no wonder I watched these so much, and no wonder I'm bi, because, like,
big
yummy mummy, but it's in a deranged way because she's like in like thigh highs and like a corset and playing with a baby, so it's like horny and she's being sexy, but she's like playing with a child and like licking chocolate off
mommy
and like giving like giving sex eyes to the camera, but she is also holding a child, and it is like
it's the middle chaotic east. Evil arousal.
Yeah, that is there the are priorities.
What?
There are priorities. The baby can wait. Baby has
I wish it was that, but there's no church and state here. The baby is involved in the sex, in the sexual innuendos.
Whoa, big claim.
No, yeah. I don't mean literally. I mean that like this woman is thirst trapping at the camera and doing whatever she's doing with this child.
Yeah. And she's also using the child to kind of, you know,
and I feel like
create that mommy aura. It's
the mommy aura.
Intentional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mummy.
And we're all buying into it, so we're also
I definitely bought into it.
Yeah. We're now we're not innocent either.
Indoctrinated to yummy mummyism.
And she has a second song too called Baba Fane, that is like just as a like kind of weird sexy, but there's a child involved. And there's like this crazy set design that I always like really liked as a kid, and it's very much like the same vibe where it's so she's a repeated offender, like this is her thing. She's
this
like
is her
I'm a yummy mummy and I'm a child as a prop while I'm being overtly sexual.
She knows the clientele she's appealing to. She wants that, you know. She wants that rich Middle Eastern family man. It's come her way.
Yeah. First we have El Wawa by Haifa Wahba. Eat your hearts out.
anybody cares.
Google the music video so you know what I'm talking about. You get how twisted it is, and also why it was my childhood crush, but like before I even knew what a crush meant. Enjoy.
الواوا بح لما بست الواوا شلت صار الواوا بح بره What's happening? I'm Owen Wilson, and I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive. CITR's great. So it's Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I gotta be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on. Come on.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Welcome back to Spin Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. But yeah, we also have some other pretty cool picks. I guess we'll keep you on your toes.
A song that I think is adorable and screams crush vibes is, it's Italian, so I'm going to butcher this and I'm not sorry. They'll be fine.
I have an Italian one too.
Metti una sera a segna. M-E-T-T-I, space.
Metti una sera a segna.
Metti una sera a segna by Ennio Morricone. Da 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 Shout out to former Spit in Your Ear host, along with myself, Finn, best friend, crush forever. He sent me this song this week. So,
oh, that's so cute.
So that's my song.
And on a in a similar kind of classical fashion, I also, it's not really a crush song for me. It's more of a, I watched, over the weekend, I watched La Vie en Rose, you know, Edith Piaf's like auto biopic sort of. And so her music has just been on my mind ever since. Mm-hmm. And there's this one song that I love by her called T'es beau, tu sais. And it's so, you know, dramatic. And
but I do love Edith Piaf. No, Edith Piaf. Edith, she really, she loves hitting that. Yeah,
she does.
I love it. We watched that documentary, I think when I was in like grade 9. It was fantastic, actually. Beautiful.
It was with, yeah, it is really beautiful. Gorgeous. Really hard life, really tragic life, but great voice. And it's very endearing the way you know, she's addressing this person, and it's very dramatic and it's very sort of grandiose. And sometimes I think when you start and you when you're like in the beginning phase of a new crush and everything is very, you know, rosy and cute and hopeful, I think this song can encapsulate that feeling really well. And yeah.
T'es beau, tu sais, et ça s'entend lorsque tu passes. C'est vrai, j'en suis plus belle quand tu m'embrasses. Je te dessine du bout des doigts ton front, tes yeux, ta bouche. Comment veux-tu dessiner ça? La main me tremble quand j'y touche. Vois-tu, je suis si petite, t'es beau tout le temps, que ça me grandit quand j'en profite. Reste là, ne bouge pas, laisse-moi t'imaginer, t'as l'air d'être l'été. Celui qui pleut jamais. Reste là, bouge pas, laisse-moi quand même t'aimer. Je ne peux même pas penser que je te méritais. T'es beau, tu sais, ça m'impressionne comme les églises. T'es beau, c'est vrai, jusqu'à ta mère qu'on est surprise. Tu me réchauffes et tu m'endors, tu fais soleil, tu fais colline. vient contre moi, il pleut dehors. Mon cœur éclate dans ma poitrine. Des bombes partout. C'est trop facile d'être sincère. T'es beau, c'est tout. T'as pas besoin de la lumière. Il était beau et c'était vrai, mais la gosse ne le voyait pas. Ses yeux perdus à tout jamais. Il en pleurait quand il guidait ses pas. T'es beau, tu sais. T'es beau, c'est vrai. T'es beau, tu sais. C'est beau, c'est vrai.
Number one, now I'm roasting under blazing sun, riding shotgun, you at the wheel, my free will at your direction, memorize your signs, but forgot my own reflection, put my eggs in my basket, I gave them all to you, still hungry after fables, but I ran out of spoons, give them all that I can give, overextending my wings, good at playing your games, but this is not a win-win, I've been sickening your dirty dishes, even when my place full, I marry myself, I remain faithful, one day I'll leave the table, cause you stop serving love, crave the taste of solitude, I know it is enough, I'm blue. How many times I knew my yes was a no? I'm your clown out of habit, there is dust on my throne. For you, I drop my shit just to hear you say hero. Fly you to your dreams, distract me from my own. Maybe, baby, someday I will learn to be alone. I fly myself up to the moon and build a gate around my zone. I must admit that I am selfish when I take care of myself. Repeat it till I hear it, reverse the trauma in myself. Ooh. Not a burden, baby.
This is Charlie D from 2010 Radio. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. CITR is a very important asset to Vancouver. Think about how many bad radio stations there are in this city. Think about how your dial always ends back up on 101.9. In a time when pop music is decided and determined by what will make the most money, a radio station with all its programming done by volunteers and funded independently is very important. Don't let advertisers choose what you listen to. Don't let the safe choice be the only choice. CITR keeps radio interesting. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate and help keep the radio interesting. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. You just heard, firstly, T'es beau, tu sais by Edith Piaf, followed by I Am Blue by Kim Mortel, followed by Octobre by Hubert Lenoir,
Yeah,
some great Canadian artists.
All right. So next song is going to be Anoche by Arca. This is a beautiful song with a beautiful music video. But the reason why I'm picking this song is that this guy I liked, had a crush on. Before it was anything, he sent me this song. This is Gabe.
This is Gabe. Yes. Shout out to Gabe.
Maya knows of Gabe and his antics. Honestly, I think it's like one of my funniest storylines. Like, I really like this plot line of my life, where basically
season two of my life.
Yeah, so he saw me post this outfit on my story, and he texted me and he was like, oh, like, I really liked your outfit. It inspired me, like, with this beat I made, and it also reminded me of this song and this music video. And he sent me the music video for Anoche, and at that time I wasn't super into Arca, like, I knew of Arca, and I was like, whoa, like, go watch the music. I'm very big amazing. On the music videos, but like, for someone to say you reminded them of that is insane.
He's a master manipulator, but so charming,
right? He really is. He's a charmer, and he is funny, which is men usually are not funny, so that was really, you know, it throws you off.
Realization.
We're gonna get hate mail for that one.
Yeah, I know, right? CITR is gonna.
No, don't send us hate mail. Send us funny.
In the head. So, anyways, long story short, he rejected me, and then months later, he sent me a 4-minute long video saying how he actually regretted doing that and then missed me, and then I said no, and then, I don't know, I've always found that very funny, where it's, like, I was very, not in the, like, I just find it funny how, but like, authentically.
Genuinely, so funny.
It is comedy. It's good comedy, and it's a good song and a beautiful music video. And I'm still, despite the questionable context and circumstances, honored to have been compared to it.
That's cute.
So you just heard Anoche by Arca. And next.
We should put all of these into a crush playlist because people love romanticizing their lives and all that.
Call it crushing it.
No, I'm so excited for this playlist.
Oh my God. Naturally, do you want to plug that while we're at it?
Plug the
playlist.
Plug the playlist. Okay, there's a playlist in the works. Should be coming soon to theaters near you. The exec vibe and seek shows playlist called No Shit. No Shit. That would be
One. That is so raw and natural.
So the exec who has the show Vibe Collective, play on words, we now have a playlist called Vibe and Seek, where it will be a combination of songs from the show as well as songs from that we want to have on the playlist from people who were also not maybe on the show that week and whatnot. So.
Genius. I'm so proud of my execarinos.
Clever. But yeah, so look out for that playlist. And I think these would be a really cute addition because, as I said, people love to romanticize their lives. So if you have a crush, namely on CITR, which you obviously do because you love Natalie, you love Maya, you love the student exec, you love everyone on the music collective, you know, help us out and donate to CITR because CITR will love you back. It is our mandate. It's to love all of you back. So you obviously love us in the first place. We love you, members and non-members, all listeners. Thank you for keeping us going. And thank you for, you know, helping us support all of these great up-and-coming artists. But, you know, because of the theme, we just thought we would go a little bit mainstream for a bit. But, we would really appreciate it if you went to CITR.ca and donated. So please do that. And thank you in advance. We love you. We love you. We love you. Can't thank you enough.
A zoo?
We bought a zoo. Okay, and then oh my God. And then in the next
okay.
It's not even in a cool like chain smoker way. It's just
dude, it's pink phlegm.
It's straight up. You need to go and HydroSense pump that.
Excellence.
Sorry, you were gonna introduce a song.
You went the crazy like the way that you spoke.
By the way,
here.
Okay, I'm allowed because I just woke up.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Maya.
Welcome.
All right, next up, I'm going to play one of my picks. Okay, so this is kind of cringe. Actually, no, it's not cringe, but I think they're great. And they were definitely, like, if you've actually paid attention to Dave Gahan's voice, you understand the awakening. No, listen, I picked this song called World in My Eyes by Depeche Mode. Because that is...
Oh, we know you love Depeche Mode.
I just told Maya,
I'm so anti-cringe. Like, I think out for 2022 is cringing. I think cringe is stupid and pretentious and doesn't do any good for anyone.
Classifying something as cringe.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not as something
what do you know?
Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Surface level cringe.
If it's not a physical cringe, then it's invalid. Yeah, so that's my main overarching pick for today. I don't think I can really top the level of kind of admiration or even obsession I had with Depeche Mode in that phase of my life. So it was honestly quite hard to think of anything else because for a year, that is all I would listen to every single day. And then, like, you know, associated bands of that era. But yeah, his voice is incredible, especially in this song. And it's also a bit from, you know, a bit later on in their discography when Alan Wilder joined in and kind of started taking over all the sampling. Creative genius. And yeah.
Hey, it's me. Are you still on for Saturday?
We get it. It's hard being you in Vancouver. between big city loneliness and emotionally unavailable people, it's hard to put yourself out there without losing your mind and your dignity. Sometimes the hardest part about online dating is weeding out those sizzling hot ruby red flags. Other times, it feels difficult to get anywhere at all. Community Radio will never ghost you because there are plenty of fish at CITR. Help keep our station running by donating to CITR.ca/donate.
Welcome back. You just heard World in My Eyes by Depeche Mode. So
the next song is Helpless by Buffy St. Marie. I just love this song, and I love Buffy, wonderful Indigenous Canadian artist, and I love her stuff from the 70s. And I just think this is a great crush song. Like, I love those kind of, like, oh my god, like when you got a crush and you're like, oh, like I'm so goofy, like I'm so stupid right now, like I can't even, like,
not me having a crush.
not me being attracted to someone. But I love the goofy vibes of the crush. Like, I hate a serious crush. I hate a serious crush, but I love a silly crush.
Hate an IBS crush.
What?
Some people get butterflies when they have a crush. Other people have, you know, relentless diarrhea.
I hate a ball crush. What?
Lana's laughing for context. It's like things didn't just get weird. Like,
content warning, I guess.
Ball crush.
Is this the, aquarium?
Yes, it is. How can we help you today?
Listen, I feel like there's a lot of tension between us.
We've only just met?
I just wish you were a fish so I could reel you in.
Oh, good God.
There are many fish in the sea, but it's only you I see with me.
I'm gonna go now.
No, give me a chance. I'm a real catch. Are you an octopus? Because you octopi my thought.
Feeling lonely this Valentine's season? Don't be the weirdo that rings up the aquarium for a date. Instead, support Community Radio and donate to CITR. Check out citr.ca/donate for more information.
Yes, the SS Exploding Head Movies is here for Fun Drive 2022.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart.